from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try Glyco Tea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order Glyco Tea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com. Or call 720-494-4663.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Agent who is going to be involved in protecting us from other beings, these strange beings from another dimension that want to take over the world. And then, of course, we see Medium, fascinating program with a very believable and likable family. But the woman has dreams, and, of course, she is told what's really going on and what has gone on in the past. She's a medium, and it's a fascinating program. It's very, very popular. It's switched over to CBS, and everybody, you know, a lot of people watch it. But, of course, what it's doing is making us really believe that there are people who can contact another dimension. And, of course, they're absolutely right, because we're warned in the Bible to avoid this sort of thing, that there is something out there, there's a force that we can tap into, but we shouldn't avoid it like the plague. God knew how curious people are and wanted to keep them from becoming involved in that sort of thing. Dan Brown, fortunately, his new book will introduce many people to this supernatural power that's there, and how with the power of your mind you can transform the world. And, of course, the whole idea is based upon the fact that there's this noetic power, and basically there really is, in Petaluma North, where I live, the Institute of Noetic Science, and there they do these mind experiments where people have astral projection and can project themselves into other regions and other dimensions and do amazing things. And it's not imaginary. It's very, very real. And so we have to capitalize on what Dan Brown has done to help this. Of course, he's not being forthright. When he was interviewed on Matt Lauer last week, why, Matt Lauer said to Dan Brown, author of the book, The Lost Symbol, but how does this happen? And Dan Brown said, oh, I don't know how it happens. Well, I don't believe he was being forthright. I mean, after all, he said his favorite book is The Lost Secret of All Ages. Of course, it's written by Mandy B. Hall. And Mandy B. Hall lays it out quite clearly. Why there is another dimension, you can tap into it. And, of course, the true God is Lucifer. And if you worship him, you'll get these powers. Well, with us this morning is Deborah Ray, and she's written a wonderful book, which we carry, called The ABCs of Globalism. And you can't understand this move towards world government, this planned program to destroy the economy of the United States and to impoverish and enslave our people, not only the United States, but throughout the world, to create a two-class society, unless you understand the ABCs of globalism. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Nice to be with you again.
Well, it's always good to have you. Now, why don't you tell our listeners how you got into a study of the occult, and not studying it from any other point of view, but from the historical point of view, and tell them about your book, which I think is a very important thing for anybody who's just beginning to learn about these other issues understands, but also needs this as a warning to avoid this. You need to know about it, you need to avoid it, and hopefully this will bring you closer into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as soon as we get back, I'm going to let Deborah talk, and I'll be quiet, I promise. We'll be right back here at The American.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Paint Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Well, I just stand back here and go right ahead. Deborah, why don't you tell our listeners how you got interested in this subject, because this is a little strange. Most people don't read about and study and compile an alphabetical list of all of the these various organizations which most people have never heard of, and yet are the guiding force, the dominant force in our world today. So go right ahead.
Yes, well, Dr. Stan, let me preface by saying I had no particular interest whatsoever in the occult. Personally, I was never involved in it, and dark subjects such as the ones I cover in my book are not the kinds of things I'd rather spend my time with. But some 30, 40 years... Some 30, 40 years ago, I was really immersed in Scripture and was studying the Bible and found that Scripture was very clear about the motivation and the nature, the participants, the impact, and the fate of what was happening on the geopolitical sphere and within economies and religious spheres. And I began to pair what I saw in the natural world with what I was studying in Scripture. And as I accumulated information on these subjects, the piles of information became a little bit unwieldy. There was so much to explore. So I put my research into alphabetical order, and as I would visit with people about the things I was studying, they would want copies. So, of course, I'd go over to Kinko's and make copies. Well, that would be $40-$45 a shot. So that's when I determined to go ahead and publish. Now, as you mentioned, my book is very unique in that what it does is explains what a Christian's life journey is supposed to be, the plan of God. And, of course, anything that God has in store for his people, the enemy has a counterfeit plan. So what I did was explained from biblical perspective God's plan as contrasted with the enemies from political, religious, moral, educational, scientific, cultural, social, philosophical, psychological, and economic points of view. And thereafter, I included names of people, organizations, trends, concepts that all tie in to this new international world order as we see it unfolding before us day by day through the news media and certainly the events in our own lives and the circumstances we face with this shifting culture, this shifting paradigm. We don't recognize our country in the same way as we did, I know, when I was a child. We certainly have seen many changes with regard to the destruction of sovereignty of the United States and with all nation states, and the view to establish a democratic, so-called transfederal dictatorship, really, with treacherous spiritual components. And so these treacherous spiritual components really come to the forefront, because ours is not so much a cultural battle or a cultural war. It's really a spiritual war of huge magnitude, and it puts us in what I consider to be the most wonderful and terrible time in the history of mankind, because we learn from Scripture that there's a point where there's a wrap-up of the work of the enemy and a consummation of the plan of God and work of God in our generation, I believe.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right. You can't understand anything going on today unless you understand the biblical prophecies, unless you understand that God foretold all of these things that are taking place today. And certainly the older I become, the more convinced I am that, first of all, the scriptures are accurate. The prophecies tell us exactly what's going to happen. And God does rule in the affairs of men. Although he's allowing the enemies of God, the enemies of mankind, to prosper and to accomplish their goal today, it will ultimately certainly play into the ultimate long-term age-old plan for humanity. Now, basically, what are the secret societies? What is their secret message that they passed down through the ages? Because Dan Brown alludes to this. There is something there that has been passed down, a secret. But what is the secret, and how does it apply to the world in which we live today?
Well, I think the title of your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, really nails it. We're not just talking about bankers and tax-exempt foundations, but rather holders of light or illuminists. They are considered a shadow government or kingmakers, people who are behind the scenes manipulating what is happening in our world today. The Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, all offshoots of the Council on Foreign Relations, which truly carries the torch of the Illuminist agenda. We have communists, humanists, whether they are cosmic humanists or secular humanists, Yale Skull and Bones, Theosophical Society. Many of these different gatherings together have one thing in view, and it has to do with the age-old pride of Lucifer to want to be like God and to actually usurp God's position. So what these societies want to do is peddle the lie that the God force or the spark of the divine is within each one of us. We are demigods. We are embryo gods that through multiple upward mobility reincarnations will emerge into Christhood. And it is to bring together the like-minded, the spiritually illumined, the enlightened, to usher in a new world order. Now, God is not opposed to a new world order. Scripture clearly outlines a millennial rule and reign with Christ and his believers. But the enemy, once again, has counterfeited it and has designed a paradigm shift in which he will rule and reign in the stead of Christ. So Antichrist means in place of Christ and in opposition to Christ.
And everything we hold as moral people based upon the scriptures that we think is bad, they think is good. And everything we think is good, they think is bad. I mean, we think that the abuse of children is a terrible thing. They embrace under the abuse of children. We say that children should be disciplined. They say children shouldn't be disciplined. We want our children to develop normally. They want to destroy the lives of our children. We simply want to live in a world of peace. They want a world of war. We say that murder is bad. They say murder is good. We say that adultery and fornication are bad, and they say adultery and fornication are good. We have a holy trinity in the Christian religion, a Father and Son and Holy Ghost, and they have a mirror image of that. Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, and of course, the spiritual religious leader who will lead this new world religion when we unite all the religions of the world. Well, simply, who was Helena Petrovna Blavatsky? And why is she a key to understanding everything going on today?
Isn't it interesting that somebody who was so instrumental as she is hardly known in the world today? How many people have really heard of her, this granddaughter of a German noble? And she had the ability of a medium. And it was she who presented ideas that eventually were at the root of even the evangelical movement in the church, the political correctness movement, the New Age. She brought forth ideas of the nucleus of the Brotherhood of Humanity, and she really wanted everybody to tap into the powers within. As a founder of the Theosophical Society, she was also responsible for the Esoteric School of Theosophy in London, founded in 1888. And as you know, Dr. Stan, esoteric simply means private or confidential. And it's no surprise that her occult classic, The Secret Doctrine, was allegedly dictated to Blavatsky through her masters and ascended masters of wisdom. And Lucifer, she believed, was the grandest of ideals, an ascended master, a blameless victim of God's wrath. And so you can see that in studying her work that she definitely has taken an anti-Christian stand in all matters. Isn't it something, too, that it was Adolf Hitler kept a copy at his bedside of her book, The Secret Doctrine, and it was she who influenced the incorporation of a Tibetan symbol, the swastika, into the ruthless fascist regime of Hitler.
And you can't understand Nazism or the Holocaust or any of the things that happened during the Second World War unless you understand that Adolf Hitler was the disciple of Madame Blavatsky. Now, I will give the History Channel credit for putting together the a wonderful series on the occult origin of the Third Reich, and they trace it back to Madame Blavatsky, but this isn't ordinarily taught in our schools and universities, or that it is the disciples of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, Madame Blavatsky, that created so much of what we know about electronics today. Certainly one of her best-known disciples was a man named Thomas Edison, who went into trances and, of course, came out of the trances and developed the electric lights and the use of electricity, and Tesla was involved with this same process. These people would go into trances and then would come out with the most marvelous ideas. And we could fast forward today, and of course, much of the origin of our computer technology is put forward by people who embrace these esoteric ideas, and certainly one of the major financiers of the modern day manifestation of this, the Lucis Trust. They have a number of front organizations, World Goodwill, New Group of World Servers, and you'll find one of the leading figure in the computer industry. Their foundation finances the function of these front organizations for the Lucius publishing house, used to be the Lucifer publishing house. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is what is directing the course of events today as we move towards what I believe is the climax of history. Now, basically, you know, as you write your book and you lay everything out alphabetically, which it makes it so convenient to have because you don't have to look in the index to find out who these people are. You can usually figure out just alphabetically where they would fit in. And then, who was Alice Bailey and why is Alice Bailey a pivotal figure in modern history?
Well, Alice Bailey is credited as being the English founder of the New Age movement and Lucifer Press, which is better known as Lucis Trust today, to which you just referred. And it was her term, Christhood, that has really come to the forefront. She is a notable female leader of theosophy and a co-Masonic hierarch. And the occult concepts of the powerful Lucis Trust continue to influence key members of the United Nations and the Council on Foreign Relations. So her impact is still being felt.
You hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Ray right here at the American Discovery.
How well do you know the law? While living in the same small community all your life, you've never been called for jury duty. In the United States, aren't all taxpayers eligible for the Pettit jury? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
Who decides who's on the list jurors are picked from? Brace yourselves for this one. In many states, the sheriff picks the jury list. In other words, very often the officer who made the arrest will choose the list from which the jury will be chosen. If your state lets the accusers choose the jury, the solution is to petition the legislature to halt this unconstitutional practice.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Deborah Ray. And before we go on, I want Deborah to tell you how to get in touch with her website. We do carry her two books, the ABCs of globalism, the ABCs of culturalism. But she has her own radio program. She co-hosts with Sharon Hughes, who does doing a great job of getting out the same message that we're trying to get out. Of course, that's an organization called Woman Talk. But Deborah, how can people suddenly get to your website, get your information, and of course hear your radio programs?
Sure. Well, they just need to go to the Woman Talk website, W-O-M-A-N, talk, T-A-L-K, dot us, or U-S, womantalk.us. And it's part of Changing World Views. And so there are numbers of resources that are available, and included among those resources are articles that I write and programs that I have done with Sharon Hughes and friends. Audrey Russo out of New York is our co-host as well.
And it's important that, you know, we have more and more people, you know, on the radio doing what I do and doing what Deborah does, getting the message out. People who understand the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question, of course, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524, and we welcome your calls here at the American Freedom Network for Deborah. But certainly, as we see the unfolding of events, I mean, we're moving towards a great and terrible war. The average individual can't believe, you know, we could ever have a world nuclear war, and yet that's exactly what's planned. How do we know? Well, it's in the scriptures. It's very obvious there. When they talk about the flesh melting from people's face, they're talking about something with tremendous fire exposure, and just like happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, wouldn't we unnecessarily drop those bombs because the Japanese have been trying to surrender for 6 months? And if you doubt that, I'll be glad to send you a copy of the article that appeared in the Chicago Tribune on the day that we signed the peace agreement, August of 1941, with the Japanese, the battleship Missouri, and of course then the Washington, part of the Chicago Tribune, was free to let the American people know. We couldn't let them know that Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months, that the invasion of Okinawa and Iwo Jima, totally unnecessary, the bombing of Japan, the dropping the bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki were unnecessary. All those people died as part of the Luciferian sacrifice to create a horror so that everyone would be willing to move towards Lucifer's world government. When you understand that, it all makes sense. And that's why you need to understand the true history, which you will never read in the textbooks, but I certainly would like a copy of that article from the Chicago Tribune. We'd be glad to provide it for you. Well, Deborah, tell us what you think is going to happen, what you think is really taking place today, not what people are going to read about in the controlled media, what's really going on economically, politically.
Well, I've got to say, I think there are two thrusts going forward, and the one which I'm aligned with is that of the plan of God being realized on the earth today, where men and women are coming face to face with the God of the universe, bowing the knee to him, and choosing to walk in his ways and choosing to fulfill scripture according to his anointing and plan and purpose. There's also a dark counterfeit of that, and the enemy is trying to undermine and supplant everything that God has endorsed. And so, as you mentioned earlier, we have light being called darkness and darkness light, up, down, down, up. There's this confusion in the thinking of people where nihilism rules and reigns. God is dead. There is no truth. There is no right or wrong. And, of course, that creates chaos. And one of the strategies of this New World Order is to bring order out of chaos. And that chaos can be natural chaos, manipulated chaos. The enemy doesn't care just as long as his order is established. And it will entail the harmonization of nations, that is, the tearing down of the protective nation-state concept. In other words, instead of saying a nation is sovereign in and of itself and is in control of its affairs and the well-being of its people, the barriers come down, and then the world is being brought into a bioregionally defined one world state. And, of course, the enemy would like a prime minister of this world who will be in obedience to him and his purpose and plan. And Scripture says that this will be established, but we also know that there's a fate for it. It says that in the name of peace and harmony and safety, people will bring together, come together in this collaborative effort, but they will also experience sudden destruction. And we will have what is considered the wrap-up of the ages with the culmination of the presence of Christ and his establishing a millennial kingdom on earth and ultimately the new heavens and the new earth where we shall forever be with the Lord, as Scripture says.
Well, and I certainly agree with everything you say, although I do believe we're in for some very difficult times in this country. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Scriptures let us know that there will be a great shaking. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And, of course, whenever you have the enemy and the spirit of darkness, you have horrific difficulty. You have wars and rumors of wars. You have pestilence. You have racing toward World War III, as you mentioned. We have escalating ethnic issues to pit one group against another, and all sorts of abounding lawlessness and preoccupation with money and materialism, and the addiction to drugs is certain to increase with the misplaced self-image, misplaced loyalties, misplaced godliness. It's not a pleasant picture when you look at it from the standpoint of what people will be going through. The thing that Scripture does say is to unbow yourself, which certainly indicates that there will be a pressure upon the people of God. It says to lift up your head and look up, for your redemption draws nigh.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. Deborah Ray right here, and give us a call. 877-254-7524. Here at the American Kingdom.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Deborah Ray. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And this, of course, is the very crux of what's going on today. I mean, they focus our attention on all sorts of unimportant issues. But unless you understand the spiritual force that energizes the political process, that we have one political party, both branches of it controlled by the same people, totally dedicated to the occult goal of bringing about a world government and the destruction of our economy, nothing makes sense. I mean, if you really believe that we have bumbling idiots in charge of our government, then I hate to say it, but you fit into that same category. These are brilliant men. They can't tell you what they're doing, so they have to pretend that other people made mistakes. Oh, all these things just happened by accident, you know, and we just give this money to General Motors, and they build all these plants overseas. Gee, how could that plant, how could that have happened? We forgot to tell them. We give them $50 billion to open plants. They're supposed to be in the United States, not in China and India. Or when Henry Paulson gave the $700 billion, lots of it to the major banks that they were supposed to lend it to the people, not use it to, invest in the stock market and make fabulous profits for the executives, but not lend it to corporations and businesses to keep our economy going. Deborah, as you look at things, you know, how can the people not see that this is all planned, the destruction of our fishing industry, of our agricultural industry, our automotive industry, our businesses, our lumber industry? It's all planned to destroy the fabric of our nation. Why can't people see these things?
Well, you know, Winston Churchill, even though he was a globalist, anti-Semitic druid, said something that I thought was very wise, and that is, if you don't look the facts in the face, they have a way of stabbing you in the back. And I think that that's what's happening today. We have to understand that the main thing is control. That's what defines globalism. There is an intent to control people, land, waters, money, morality, ethics, all of these things are under the tutelage, as it were, of the globalists, of the Illuminists, that are using the mainstream media, which advocates and does not report, and the public school system to bring about this new order. Many people don't understand that John Dewey, who was the founder of the public education system that we have seen evolving even this day, he believed that the political function of the school is to construct communist society. And, of course, that does include control of everything. We have Keynesian schemes to create artificial market demand stimulus by government spending, which, as you described, results in intrusion, waste, and globalization. We have a bank for international settlements that is owned and controlled by the world's central banks and can undercut domestic economies and trigger recessions and depressions. We have the World Trade Organization with central control over world markets, soft law, controlling the judiciary, public-private partnerships, which is nothing less than fascism. And people need to wake up and understand that there is an agenda underfoot. And as you indicated, let's give these people that are in the helm credit for being smart, except they're being clever in a wicked way rather than smart in a godly way.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people grasp the invisible forces that are working behind the scenes, and certainly, unless you understand that the occultists have been praying for years that Barack Obama would become president. There's an invisible force behind him, and we cover that in our talk on the financial Armageddon. We simply include there what the occultists, people from the dark side, have written about Barack Obama, and how they've been praying for years that he would become the President of the United States. And their prayers have been answered. But the problem is they're praying to a different God, which brings us, I think, to the crux of the whole issue. Can you discuss Gnosticism? Because I think the people, until they understand the Gnostic belief, can't understand anything going on today.
Yes, well, Gnosticism simply means knowledge. In the scripture, it talks about epigenosis or full knowledge. But the kind of knowledge that we're referencing is that which is taught as a cult. It was a blend of the heresies of Hinduism, Buddhism, and Greek philosophy, and the ancient mystery religions. And it teaches that the created order is inferior because of its evil creator, the God of the Old Testament. And this is a false doctrine that says that man's slumbering spirit needs awakening in order to be liberated by this knowledge. It's a dark knowledge, however. It sprang from Kabbalism, which was at first an oral adult occult tradition, and its texts are widely known today as the New Testament Apocrypha. And the Knights Templar had a hand in passing it on, and it continues today as a belief system through illumined Freemasonry. And basically, its misguided notion is that enlightened people, people who come into this spiritual awakening, one day will, in fact, rule the world.
But they also believe that there are several gods, or at least two gods, don't they? Don't they believe that certainly there's the God of the Bible and then a superior God?
Yes, and then, yeah, the inferior and superior, and there are a number of cosmic spheres that surround the Earth, and they're ruled by what they call spiritual powers, who allegedly guard them.
Well, we're out of time, Deborah. I wish we had more time. Thank you so much for being with us. Please keep in touch. God bless you. Thanks for everything you and Sharon are doing.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, our Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Deborah Ray, if you'd be interested in her book, The ABCs of Globalism, and I recommend it to you, it's one of the books we do carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. I was pleased to find that there's a contingent coming from Colorado to our program on Sunday. They understand they come every year, and I hope they'll come up and introduce themselves to me. And they're people who didn't know one another, but they meet regularly every year at our conference. So I hope that they'll stop by and just say hello. And we appreciate their support. We appreciate their coming. We appreciate the fact that they can perhaps have some influence there in Colorado, because they understand what's really going on. Now, Cindy, if you are out there and you want to be effective in this battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and I don't know whether it's going to survive or not, because the forces on the other side are very, very powerful, but one of the best weapons I know is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's simple, it's easy to read, it's written with a backdrop of Agatha Christie's wonderful story of the murder on the Orient Express. And so, if you'd like to get the book at a really steep discount, ordinarily goes for $12.95 a copy, and we're selling 60 of them, a case for the price of $149.95, you're paying about $250 a copy. And, of course, we charge $149.95 plus shipping. But when you order a case, you'll get it after they're printed, and that's how we're going to get the book reprinted. And so we've gone to the last printing, and the offer then won't be available again for another year or 2 years till we've gone to the books. But what it will do for you is give you something. You can sell the books and make a profit. You can lend them out. You can give them out, but it's a means of your giving other people the truth about what's happening on today and why things are happening. And you can change people's lives. Many people have read the book and had their lives transformed. So if you'd like to order a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or write to us at Post Office Box 969, Soquel, that's S-O-Q-U-E-L, 969 Soquel, California, 95073. And if you put it on a Visa card, we will not bill that until we have a full subscription. And the subscriptions are coming in. We need to get approximately 50 people will get the book in print, and then, of course, you'll have your copies available. And people will begin to understand what's going on. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, if you want an effective weapon for this battle. And then you'll certainly want to get our talk on the swine flu epidemic. you want to get Dr. David Aub's talk on mercury autism and the global vaccine program, because they're destroying the minds of children throughout the world. You want to get Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Vaccines and Brain Development, or Vaccine Update 2009. Why? Because they're using vaccines to destroy the hearts and the minds of our children. We're dealing with organized